I heard a little boy's voice.
What did the little boy say?
He said, "Stop, you're hurting me."
Did he say anything else?
Studnitzer slumped, frowned, quietly, "No. Just, stop, you're hurting me."
Studnitzer did not answer, but clamped fingers over his temples, covering his eyes. LeJudas waited. The courtroom was so dead quiet, Studnitzer's sniffly breathing was clearly audible. He took his hand away from his face.
"No, that's all I heard."
"Did you see anyone else around you?"
"No, I couldn't see very far. The sight lines are limited. That part of the park is hilly. The trees grow thick. We were coming down a little slope. I couldn't see anyone."
"Could you tell which direction the cry came from?"
"No."
"Did you look around? Did you investigate? Did you try to help the little boy in any way?"
"No, I didn't know. I thought it was just kids. I didn't know. I didn't think anything of it. There are so many kids in that park every morning, laughing, fooling around. It sounded like just roughhousing."
His eyes fell.
"What did the boy's voice sound like?"
"Like he was hurt. He was in pain." "Were there any other sounds after the cry? Pushing, sounds of a struggle, anything at all?"
"No, I didn't hear anything like that."
"What happened next?"
"The dog was alert, hyper, strange. I didn't know what his problem was. I kind of pushed him along and we kept on walking through the park."
"Did you see anyone as you were walking?"
"No."
"Did you observe anything else unusual that morning?"
"No, not until after, when I heard the sirens and cops started screaming into the park. That's when I found out what happened."
LeJudas sat down.
Everyone in the courtroom was hearing those words in a loop in their heads. "Stop, you're hurting me. Stop, you're hurting me." "I have not gotten them out of my head yet. I doubt I ever will. But the truth is, even this detail did not point to Jacob.